Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That is hims.com/drinkingbros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
This is it, kids. This is for all the marbles. This is the final election preview show, and it's out here in these streets. Giorgio, let's help D'Anthony out with the microphone over there. It's a big one today, kids. We are all in, and not sure what's gonna happen, although my prediction still stands. I went hard on mybookie.com. As always, you can use the promo code Drinking Bros, which will double your deposits. We went all in on Papa Trump. The max bet was $2,000. Fake Dan, did you bet that? You stayed away from it. I'm shocked by that, by the way. Even as a gambling man like yourself, only one incumbent president has lost in the last 105 years. That's it.
That's not true. One incumbent president is lost when the economy is solid.
So what's the final stats and who was it? Do you know?
Who was the one president that lost?
Yeah, who was it?
It probably would have been George H.W. Bush, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not entirely sure about that.
I'm not either. But the final polls are out, kids. Rasmussen, which is, I don't know, one of the very few polls that predicted Trump to win. I think it was like three of us in 2016 and who predicted Trump to win in that one. They've got their final numbers out, D'Anthony. Are they right or are they wrong?
You're talking about Rasmussen?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Who the fuck is right in any of this? I haven't seen anybody be right on any sort of consistent basis.
I feel like I'm right. MSNBC breaking news. They've got Biden by 10 here.
Well, that's a goddamn fantasy.
That's what they're going with right now.
Untrue.
And then the Rasmussen polls are, they're exact. I will say that. The USC final, which is allegedly the most accurate poll from 2016, is showing Biden plus 11. It says that it has not barely budged since August. The last focus-based one has Trump at a 4% chance of victory, and then a 10% chance over on Nate Silver. Really want to point out that he was wrong by a lot on that last election. Rasmussen, final poll. Biden 51, Trump 44. Florida has got Biden plus 4. There's no way. There's no way on that one. Michigan has got Biden plus 7. Pennsylvania has got Biden plus 6. North Carolina has Biden plus 1. Colorado at Biden plus 8. Iowa is even. Texas has got Trump plus 4. Montana at Trump plus 4. These are it. This is Scott Rasmussen. So after this is all over, you can go and find him and tell him how incorrect he is. But these will be the final numbers going into tomorrow. Man, Utah, you got Trump plus 12 here. That sounds about right. Why these are the ones that he's really going with, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure on this one. If it was Biden plus 6, he wouldn't be bothering to campaign there. In Pennsylvania?
No.
Whatsoever?
No, there's no way that it's even close to that.
At all, right?
No. I would say it's probably Biden plus 1.5 or 2, and that would be within the margin of error, which I believe on these polls are about 4%, to be honest. So let's be real.
Yeah.
It's the margin of error is 4% on most of these, and the margin of cognitive dissonance error on behalf of the pollsters is also quite large. So these polls are absolute nonsense.
That's what I think as well. I'm going to pop on over to Nate Silver's website because he's been getting a lot of shine, and I want to make sure he continues to do so going into tomorrow, just so we can see how wrong he actually was here.
Yeah, you really want to record that last bit of data that came from him so you can compare it to tomorrow and into Wednesday morning and see how accurate.
What I started doing, and I started doing this about 30 days before in 2016, because I believed I was right, was I started screenshotting all of these articles that had Hillary winning by 20 and all this other stuff, and I'm looking at it now. So let's pop on over to Nate Silver here. His final prediction is 89% chance of Biden winning.
Well, it was 92 yesterday. What happened?
Something happened overnight. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe it was the Lose Yourself song by Eminem.
Yeah, that's worth 3%.
Being used for Joe Biden's campaign commercials in Michigan. Very timely, too, by the way. That's a brand new song.
Yeah, it just came out.
Just came out a couple days ago. So proud of him. But going through the states here for Nate Silver, here's where he's incorrect. I mean, I can read these off to you. So he's got Nebraska going to... Trump, Wyoming, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Idaho, North Dakota, Alabama, Louisiana, Kentucky. There's another split vote in Nebraska for, I guess they do, two electoral college votes. South Dakota, Tennessee, Mississippi, Utah, Kansas, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, South Carolina, Montana, Iowa, Texas, they've got as a toss-up here, which is not true. And then that's where things go off the rails. So they have Ohio as maybe a toss-up as well. Here's where Nate Silver is incorrect, in my opinion. Now, this is where it starts to go Democrat. Georgia, not one fucking prayer. There was 35,000 people in Georgia at a rally yesterday. I mean, it was as if fucking Outkast had got back together. That's how many fucking people there were for that. Georgia's a lock on red for me. I don't understand it. North Carolina, Nate Silver's got going for blue as well. Not a prayer. They're in phase two still, lockdown. I think Roy Cooper's out of there. Dan Forrest is going to win the governor. And I think Trump's going to win North Carolina as well. People are fed up with this bullshit. Brooke is here. Bayou Brooke is in the house. She's back there in the kitchen with Jesse. She's in from North Carolina. Is anything open still in North Carolina? Is it still shut down? Kids just went to school like a week ago, didn't they?
2 days a week.
Oh, only 2 days a week?
Yeah.
I'm sure parents love that. I'm sure you guys are having a blast with that.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, not one prayer. Nope. Not one fucking prayer. She said that's why she's here. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, are kids in school? No, they're only going 2 days a week in North Carolina. So break out the bubbles. I think they're out of there. They've got Florida is blue, which you and I have gotten some inside tips on this one. The Latino vote has switched in Florida. In Dade County in particular, which is the big one, that is gone. 60% Latino is gone for Trump already. I don't see this stopping on election day. Let's face it, Florida is an older state. Trying to wheel those fuckers out to the polls through COVID and everything else, probably not going to happen.
No.
I've got Florida there. The next one up is Arizona. They've got as blue. I still have that as red. You?
Arizona blue is that's not happening.
No, yeah. Right?
No, not yet. It's kind of like Texas. A lot of people are leaving California to go there. And so we don't really know. We don't know how many people have made that journey. You know what I mean? So maybe, maybe not. But it seems unlikely that it would happen in one electoral cycle. What we know from history is that people are less likely to be motivated to vote if they have a really good governor for president and of their own party. There's right. a statistical correlation. So, for example, when Obama was president during that second term, he got less votes, right? There were a lot of unpopular Democratic governors out there. Mm-hmm. And there's some correlation with that. We think anyways, we don't know for sure, but the difference is that a super unpopular governor in your state will make you become a centrist voter in a lot of cases. Ideological balancing.
Okay.
I believe it's called. That's it. Ideological balancing. So people who are like lifelong one party will vote for the other candidate's president if their governor sucks bad enough sometimes.
Got it.
A good sign for a lot of these assholes, to be honest, because Whitmer, not very popular.
No.
Cooper's not very popular. There's a lot. A lot of people are pissed.
A lot of people are pissed off. And the big state here that he's got kind of straddling the line is Pennsylvania. This is the one I had a hard time with in the last election, and I have a hard time with it now. However, with the enthusiasm as far as rallies have gone here in the last few days, I mean, they are packing the fucking streets for Trump. And I'm going all in. Pennsylvania is going red. Nevada, they've got as a hard blue as well.
Little Pump was at one of his rallies yesterday.
Yeah.
I think there were like 35,000 people there.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
That's a lot of people.
Georgia is a huge Little Pump fan.
I am.
Yeah. I know you like to play it when you're on your yacht with your 60-year-old ladies.
Yeah, Boss. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. Dun, I'm a big fan of the song you did with Kanye.
How's it go again?
It's the only one I know.
Oh, where they're dressed up in the giant clothes.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. Yeah. It's, look, there's two lines in that song, that entire song. Just on repeat. Big fan of his work. He's one of the most prolific authors of this or any generation.
Did him and Kanye each get one line?
What's that? Yeah.
That's how it works. Okay. Yeah.
I'm such a fucking hoe. I love it. And then I believe Kanye repeated it, and then they went back and forth for about 2.5 minutes.
God, brilliance.
Brilliant.
Artists.
That's where we're at here, 2020. Mm. But Pennsylvania, I've got red. Nevada.
Blue.
You got blue?
Yeah. But if Trump wins Pennsylvania, then the election's over.
It is over. And then these other states, too, that are still blue, on according to Nate Silver, Wisconsin. I think Trump has Wisconsin.
He'll get 2 out of 3, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, I think. And I think he's got Ohio probably by a point and a half or two.
Ohio's locked. All my peeps in Ohio are like, hey, man, the enthusiasm here for Trump is off the charts. Yeah. Like, so that one I'm not worried about. Wisconsin, I think he's got. Michigan, I think he has. They've got Michigan is blue. I don't think so. And if you're trying to reach out to Eminem the day before the election to get his song to blitz a bunch of ads,
yeah,
then you clearly don't think that you have Michigan.
Do you think Trump should reach out to Machine Gun Kelly then?
Oh, could you imagine?
That'd be really funny.
It'd be fucking awesome, dude.
If he just turned the diss track he did against Eminem into his campaign song for the next 24 hours.
The weird thing is, if he wanted to, he could reach out to Kanye and just get Jesus Walks for all the evangelicals.
Oof. Do you think Trump, because Trump wouldn't be able, his old man whiteness trying to appear like he's youthful and a cool guy.
Yeah.
He would start dancing up towards the podium to Jesus Walks, and the implication would be that he's Jesus, and that might rub some people the wrong way.
It doesn't rub me the wrong way.
It'd be funny, though.
I like when anyone declares themselves as Jesus and attempts to walk on water or turn water into wine.
Yeah, you were a big David Koresh fan.
Huge Koresh fan. Because he showed dominance on both ends. He was fucking dudes in that camp.
Well, I mean, look.
You have to. You have to. Jesse says they always fuck dudes in sex cults. My wife's a huge sex cult fan.
Mm.
And when we were watching the next game thing, she said, you got to fuck dudes as well. Like all the top cults, you got to fuck a dude, right?
We should make a cult like summer camp where you just go be in a cult for 3 months.
Yeah.
Take a break. You don't have to think for yourself. You just get blasted and do meth the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you come back home and try to make amends with your family.
Was this Jared's house?
May as well
be. It's close.
Yeah.
It's close. You can shoot your own turkeys. You can do whatever you want in Jared's house. It's bulls on parade up there, man. but a sex cult summer would be a nice thing. You know, if everybody puts in some money, Ghost Bed could sponsor it. We'd have ghost beds all over the forest. And, you know, they've got protective covers for those fucking things. So whatever happens, you know, shit yourself,
are
piss yourself.
Are they forest proof? I know they're waterproof.
Yeah, they're forest proof.
Oh, heck yeah.
They're forest proof.
What does forest proof mean?
You can't light them on fire. And
so they're
And bears fire. Fuck on them. Yeah. Bear, they're strong enough to hold the weight of bears. So if you're a bear out there, you can definitely have sex on a ghost bed. Minnesota's an interesting one. They've got that one as blue. I think the people are fed up with all of the bullshit that happened there.
I wonder if the rural community is going to get really involved in the election this year, and if people who are traditionally left-leaning voters might be getting upset with the rioting and the that Somali lady.
Yeah.
Like, constantly trying to do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of progressives in the Minneapolis area, but mm-hmm. outside of that, I think most of that state is, even in St. Paul, you know, other than the hipsters, I think it's more of a conservative situation. I don't really know, but we'll see, I guess. We'll definitely see.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm curious to see, like, people who live in Minnesota with all this shit going on, because I don't know what the Somali population is. Because I'm still shocked she got in. And the guy that was running against her in that election for the primaries, he was a Somali guy, too, as well.
Yeah, it's weird to think about that. It's weird to think that if I'm not Somali, there's a 0% chance I could ever, with any amount of money, get elected in that congressional district.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a problem to me, to be honest, because that's the same thing that happened in London. I don't mind Somalian people being here, but the idea that they can bring enough people over into one area to elect one of the 438 members of Congress seems like a fucking problem.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I'm not either. But I will say this, good on them for figuring it out, that if you go out and vote, you can actually put people in office.
Yeah.
Because shit, man, that's what everybody bitches about every single day.
I mean, theoretically, if all the, and I'm not saying this is a big community in the U.S. because I don't think it is anymore, but if all the U.S. Muslims that supported terrorism
mm-hmm.
all just moved to one congressional district, they could probably elect a literal terrorist to Congress.
Yes.
There's got to be some safeguard there, right? Well, obviously, we can't allow that to happen.
Down in Florida, homegirl, I've got her winning tomorrow, Laura Loomer.
Yeah.
She's QAnon. She's been banned from every platform there is. And
well, once she gets elected, I don't think they'll be able to ban her anymore.
How does that work? Because if so, then we got to get Alex Jones elected.
Yeah. Yeah. He should just run for some local office and then say they're suppressing a politician.
A politician, yeah. Because after she wins, and make no mistake, I do have her winning. She will be a member of Congress. One of the heads of QAnon will be a member of Congress, and she will be blocked on all social media platforms. Something's going to have to change after that. Because when we had Matt Gaetz on the show, he said, hey, I fully expect her to win. Mm. Matt's going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow. He'll win by, he'll probably get 70% of the vote, to be honest. 65 to 70.
I agree. Looking through it here, we got New Hampshire. Colorado. Now, Trump has spent some time in New Hampshire last week. I wonder if he thinks he could possibly get that. That felt like an odd one to me.
He may have just done it to put his thumb in Joe Biden's eye, to be honest.
Man. But with his schedule, though, I would sit it out if it wasn't going down like that. Colorado, they have blue. Now, Colorado was red in the last election.
And the governor elected was blue, though, at the same time.
Correct.
Right? So it's one of those things where people were not happy with the choice of Hillary Clinton there, but they were fine with the governor. And he's kind of a knucklehead, but he has legalized weed, and he's starting to let people out of jail for fucking like less than 2 ounces of weed or whatever. So that's good. He's done all right, I guess. I don't know what his economic stuff is over there. It's probably not great if he's a Democrat, frankly, but
no.
What are you going to do?
No. Virginia, they've got blue. I agree. Maine, New Mexico, yeah. Illinois, of course. It'll be interesting to see the Chicago shut down. What happens if Chicago doesn't vote on Tuesday? What do you do in something like that when your entire city is shut down?
Here's something that I guarantee you, none of these polling people are accounting for. And it's going to be the just wait 6 months from now. You're going to start seeing articles about this. And right now, I've heard literally no one talk about it yet. All the kids that right now would normally be at universities in major cities, they're back home. Their votes, which are typically cast for liberal candidates, are now being dumped into rural areas where they will be dispersed like drops of, you know, something in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like it's, so I've known people who've worked on political campaigns, and this is all they did was make sure that college kids could vote where they were using their university IDs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically. Yeah. So they wanted all those kids that are in schools in Chicago, and our, the surrounding area and all that stuff.
Northwestern. Yeah.
Throughout Illinois, University of Chicago.
Bradley.
Milwaukee, UW-Madison, those super liberal areas. They were like, there was a focused effort by PACs, like political action committees, to make sure those kids, like to sue local governments and blah, whatever else, to make sure those kids could stay there, use their ID there to vote there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that'll be interesting to see, particularly for out-of-state kids.
Yeah.
Right? It could affect any state that has like big campuses, like major university systems with big campuses, like Ohio State, shit like mm-hmm. that, are definitely going to be affected by that. And I think come, April, March, people are going to be trying to figure out what went wrong. And that's going to be one of the things that pops up.
Yeah, because University of Wisconsin is going through a COVID outbreak right mm-hmm. now, in particular with their football team. And they're kind of deciding what they're going to do with this weekend's game. Yeah. Last weekend was canceled. Yes, if you get those kids off campus, who knows what happens. Next up, we got Oregon for blue. I have no doubt that Oregon is blue. But there's an interesting one in this state. Alex Skarletis
mm-hmm.
Is locked in a very, very costly race there, where they have spent a fuck ton of money.
Like against him, you mean?
Yes. And vice versa. Republican money is being dumped in there as well, because they have it as a dead heat right now, which, let's face it, probably means Alec is winning.
Mm.
So we'll find out what happens on election night, but he would be able to flip a seat red in Oregon, which would be unbelievable.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's... society is like any other organism. You know, there are ebbs and flows, and overpopulation or overrepresentation of one thing usually is met with something else. Like if there's some kind of adulterant in your body, white blood cells start to attack it. Or if you favor your left knee because it is not feeling well, then you're going to fuck your right one up eventually
right.
by walking stupid, right? So it goes in a good way, a corrective way, and in a negative way. When people will finally, this is what this silent majority shit is all about. People finally get sick and tired of, like, everybody is willing to, like, you show up willing to help, right? And this is a good metaphor for American society and how people get turned off from the left. You show up willing to help. Like, that's what you want to do. Like, hey, look, my life's pretty good. I want to fucking pass some of that good shit around. And you get there and you start passing good shit around, and everybody that you're giving shit to acts like a fucking spoiled 12-year-old. Like, I want that too. Can I get that too?
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck, right? And show no appreciation and all that stuff, and then start burning down your cities. And people get fucking sick of that shit. Looking a gift horse in the mouth, that's offensive to a lot of people. You know what I mean? It's very impolite. And I think politeness, despite Donald Trump getting elected president, still plays a pretty big role in people's political decisions. And at some point, even people who support it ideologically are going to not support it anymore.
Right.
Because the cost is too high. Right. People don't like to feel like they're being attacked when they're trying to help.
I agree. And again, we'll find out tomorrow. The rest of this map that is blue, according to Nate Silver at 538. Interesting fun fact about 538. This map is being presented by The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. So.
Oh, boy. Thanks.
Why?
Hard hitting.
Why? I guess he's doing an election show tomorrow night too. New Jersey's in there. They got Connecticut, Washington, Delaware, Rhode Island, New York, obviously. If they're allowed to vote, I don't know what the rules are. If you have to show a negative test or whatever to go out and vote. Mm. I'm not sure. California is obviously blue. Maryland, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Vermont and D.C., are all blue as well. And once again, they've done, to come up with these numbers here, they've done 40,000 simulations, according to Nate Silver, to get these numbers.
With here. The same data over and over. Doesn't matter how many simulations you do. It's called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. It's a big phrase used in the data community, and clearly they're not paying a lot of attention to it.
No. Man. Tomorrow, look, things to watch for tomorrow. Florida. I think Florida will go earlier than it typically does tomorrow night. And if he gets Pennsylvania, I think the whole thing rides down to Pennsylvania. If he gets Pennsylvania, it's over with.
Yeah.
Trump will win the election if he gets Pennsylvania. because he's going to have Ohio. He's going to have Georgia. I believe he's going to have North Carolina as well. And then you got to watch out for like a Michigan or a Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and then it's game over. It could be an early night. There is a false story that Axios accidentally leaked that said that Trump is going to declare himself the winner pretty early tomorrow night. They've since retracted that story, and they're taking a lot of heat for it online right now. This is just the start of this chaos.
Yeah.
Get ready for the rest of that shit to go down tomorrow night. I don't see him conceding tomorrow night. What I wanted to ask you about is what to make of this huge number here of votes. Right now, there is 95 million votes in. And that is really high. Is that COVID?
What I said 3 weeks ago that we should get somewhere around 90 million votes before the election happens.
Okay.
And that is what happened. So, no, it's not alarming or abnormal at all.
Nothing to do with COVID or anything else.
Well, certainly it has to do with COVID. People don't want to fucking go stand in the long ass lines. So they did their shit early.
Right.
I mean, it's not a matter of preferring a mail-in ballot or a hand-delivered ballot or anything like that. It's like, fucking, I don't want to stand in that line all goddamn day. I mean, people, I think, are rightly expecting it to be a little chaotic on election day.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are motivated to vote went out there and did it.
Yeah. Let's see. The tally is now up to 97 million voted in person. 35.4 mail-in ballots, 61 million. Mail ballots outstanding are at 30 million. Some states do not. This is an important note here. Some states do not differentiate between mail-in ballots and in-person votes. So then, how the fuck do you come up with that number?
No idea.
The ones who are leading the charge here. California's taking the lead. So 11 million early votes in California. Not concerned about that.
No.
That's going to be blue anyways.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about any of the early voting.
No. Texas, 9.7 million early votes. And then Florida is number three with 8.9 million early votes there. And again, from our inside sources, they said that 60-40 Trump on that one down there for early voting. So we'll see. The rest of these, you know, New York is on there with 3.3 million voted already. No big deal. That one's going to be blue. And then North Carolina is at 4.5 million early votes. Now, the way they broke this down is interesting here because they claim that they have accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the votes that I just named here, out of the fucking, you know, 97 million, Democrats allegedly have accounted for 21 million of those votes, or 45% here, according to this poll. Republicans, registered Republicans, are at 14 million votes, 30% of the poll. There's something called minor on here, which I don't believe I've heard. It's only 314,000. What does that mean exactly?
Like a minor political party, maybe?
Potentially, yeah.
I don't know what it would mean.
Yeah, 300,000 votes for that. Now, here's where it's interesting. No party affiliation is at 11 million, or 23% of the vote, right? If that no party affiliation was Republican, these numbers would wildly swing.
Yeah.
So 11 million is a big boy number to have that wrong.
Yeah.
And that's only at 47 million here, so you're still missing half that of the 95 million or the 97 million that you've reported. So all these numbers you can basically throw out the window. I mean, it's just a guess at this point. And with the no party affiliation, there's a ton of people who sign up and go get their driver's license and don't put their party affiliation
right
on there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, because you still want to put your thing on there.
They won't allow me to put the words on there that I wanted to.
Which are?
Get fucked.
Ah, the get fucked party.
Yeah, they told me no, so.
Yep.
Left it blank.
And then Kanye's not on here. I don't know how many votes he's going to get coming up, but I have a feeling that number's going to be around 100K.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. I mean, people do think it's funny, and they are tired of this bullshit. So
they are, and I really want to point out the name of his party is the birthday party, and that's real. So happy birthday, you guys. Tomorrow's Kanye's day, and we're living in his world.
I think he believes he's going to win.
Kanye?
Yes.
Certainly not.
He was on Rogan, and he said that he's meant to be the leader of the free world. So I think he's got a good shot at it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm going back and forth on Instagram with friends and all that other shits. People are super fucking nervous about tomorrow. I was telling Jesse on the way down here on Ross Patterson Revolution, it was oddly no traffic or anything. It's as almost as if people have just checked out.
All boarded up their houses. By the way, have you noticed all the cities that are boarding up their windows? They have one thing in common.
What's that, Dan?
Liberal. They're all liberal cities. Now, why would you expect... I guess if you're a Philly fan, then you, like a Philly sports fan, you're probably used to this.
Yes, every day.
Win or lose.
Yeah, that's just
this
Monday.
This city's getting burned down. Yeah. So
that's an average Monday after Sunday.
It is.
Make sure we have a helicopter on standby to extract the Philly fanatic if you got to get him out of the air. But otherwise, just let him go. Let him go.
Hammer the like button on YouTube, by the way, so we can beat the algorithm. That's what I couldn't figure out. If you're boarding up your shit already, for what? If Biden wins, what are you boarding up for? There's going to be no protests anymore, right?
Who knows?
No more Antifa. Everybody's got to go back to work.
Who knows? I mean, if people will fucking injure 90 cops and burn down a bunch of shit because a guy trying to stab people gets shot by police, seems like maybe that's a weird hill to die on. You know what I mean? Like there's plenty of things to complain about, but when you complain about stupid shit, people, they're like, oh, this person's an idiot.
I saw the video, by the way. Of the guy getting shot,
chasing the cops around with a goddamn
with a knife.
Yeah, and they're like trying to stop him the whole time, and the lawyer is like, but they had nothing else on their tool belt except for a gun to execute him. Like, well, yeah, all right, cool.
Sorry.
Try not to stab people.
Do
your best to not stab people, and then you probably will not get shot by police.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
You might not.
Let's do that.
Will they go out and vote is the question. A lot of that shit is burned down and boarded up. A lot of these places, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of bitching too about not being able to get in, to a lot of these election places. And, you know, look, you had the option for 3 weeks to go and vote early. So if you're going to complain about being in line tomorrow and all that other shit, like, dude, you could have done it for 3 weeks. It was pretty goddamn easy.
Yeah.
I was in and out of there in like 15 minutes.
I threw mine into the ocean.
Oh, you did?
Put it in a little bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Just threw it out there, and I'm hoping it gets back in time.
Well, my guess is Biden won't concede tomorrow night, and he's going to wait for that bottle to return to see if you were the one guy that's going to turn the election around.
He's not going to like what he sees on that piece of paper. I promise you that.
Where's Hunter? I want to party with Hunter Biden tomorrow night.
Yeah, if we could just have him down at... Gronk wants us to come down for Gronk... the Gronk party at the Super Bowl this year.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
The Gronkowski podcast.
Yeah. We need to bring Hunter Biden with us.
Yeah. Like, I'd love to.
Because I don't know anybody that sells crack, and if we're gonna get some, I'd like to get it from somebody that I know.
Yeah, and some of that's trustworthy. Of like, hey man, is this good crack or is this shitty crack? Because I don't have any friends that would be able to give me honest info about crack.
How funny would it be if he pulled out one of those things like they use to look at diamonds, and he's looking at the crack?
Dude, there's a girl. Oh.
Oh, and he's just like, oh, and he just like fucking starts smoking the crack right there. Like, Hunter,
yeah,
what's going on, buddy?
Look at the yellows in this. Look at the yellows in this crack. Oh, this is amazing. In all sincerity, though, after this is over, I would like to party with Hunter Biden. Like, you know, win or lose, like I'd like to go one night of just full Hunter Biden and rage my dick off. Giorgio, I feel like you could hang in that world.
Like, you smoking crack?
Yes, dude. Out of all of us, I think it's you.
Not my drug.
No, I understand that, but could you do it and get through the day?
Yeah, for sure.
I think you're saying that just because he looks like he was on crack at one point, and now he's switched over to heroin.
Yes, yeah.
My eyes do give a very heroin-y vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, butthole eyes a little bit, like Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Yeah, dark. Yeah. Dark. Yeah. You get plenty of sleep, right? You didn't go out and party last night.
No, I got a nice like 8 or 9 hours, woke up, did some yoga, got like 5 miles in.
Did you really?
Yeah, I mean,
five miles of yoga. I didn't know you measured yoga in miles.
Yeah, you do. Always do.
Of course.
How does that work?
You're
just rolling on a foam roller down the street.
Yeah, it's the length of mat.
My iPhone actually has a counter on it.
Yeah, so it lets you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we invited you guys out last night. We all went to Laura with a bunch of drinking bros are in town. Dileski's here. Richard Danoff is here. Reed Blanco is in this motherfucker. Ruben Schneider. Lloyd Burke is here. Bayou Brook is in the building. We all went out to dinner last night. We invited you guys. No, not one text back.
Well,
not even like, hey, I can't make it.
I had a big date on Tuesday, and I had to get those workouts in.
That's right. You do have a big date. You're yeah. You're rolling with Tim Kennedy on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to go hang out. Yeah.
Oh, you guys gonna you're going to roll before the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I show up to the election show broken in half, you know why.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a once-in-a-lifetime sitch, though. Tim Kennedy was on the show last week, obviously.
I think we're going to make it a weekly thing.
Yeah, it's not once-in-a-lifetime with Tim. He fights every day.
He does, but he's never here is the problem.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
You know, maybe he'll give me his number. Maybe we'll text. Maybe we'll become BFFs. You know, I don't want to say anything.
It's kind of your dream. It's pretty amazing, yeah. Yeah. When Tim Kennedy walked up right before we were about to record, he lovingly grabbed your cauliflower ear, and he goes, I know you.
First interaction.
Yeah.
We had never just met. Grabbed never him by the ear. He just grabs him by the ear.
Yeah,
like,
Giorgio,
you'll do.
Giorgio shit and came at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is like, we make those guys wear diapers anytime we're on the road.
Have to.
Yeah, because we don't have time for bathroom breaks.
Got
to
diaper.
We have shit to do. Yeah,
got to set up.
I got a rash right now, guys.
Yeah, in between stuff, if they're not busy doing stuff, we're yelling at them the whole time. So it's like, there's no time for bathrooms. The only reason you can go into the bathroom is to do drugs, and you better leave some in there for me. Otherwise,
you better be setting up that coke mirror for me.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna dipe up for tomorrow night because
God, do we have our own private bathroom?
It's gonna be that one. I don't know, but it's not a bad idea to get a catheter put in, probably, right?
No. By the way, so we'll be live on YouTube around the world with you.
Is there
guys
a butt catheter
on Drinking Bros Podcast? Is there?
Does it go into your butthole, or is it just like you just got to shit into a diaper?
I think it's a colostomy bag, right?
Yeah, colostomy bag, yeah, but that goes up through, like, your intestine comes out of the side of you. I need it to go through my butt still because I don't want to rearrange all my plumbing permanently. I just want to get it done for one night.
I'm not planning on duking out during that show, though.
I'll just lean my ass off the back of the chair.
Yeah.
So we need a round stool type, and I'll just shit back there like a horse walking through town.
Yeah.
And Ross, I want to know your plan.
Old Town Road it.
So no solid food for you, Ross?
No. No.
Okay. Are you plugging?
So tonight I'll go steak. Like, I'll go something, you know, hard where it's like, all right, cool.
Some protein.
Yeah.
Meaty.
Yeah. So it'll be a nice chunk out shit in the morning. Well, and then I'm good to go the rest of the day.
You need to get some fiber in tonight, too, if you're trying to really dump out good in the morning.
Oh, so you're trying to cleanse and then going clean.
Eat a whole box of cornflakes or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I want tomorrow, like, I don't want to be dumping out mid-show. Like, there would be nothing worse than that.
See, I thought you might try to constipate up. Because you still got that stuff.
Eat a lot of cheese and take some Percocet.
Yeah, that was my thought.
We'll be good
just
to go
clog up those pipes.
Yeah. Have to. I can't get up and just dump out mid-show. We got a ton of guests tomorrow night that are coming.
Yeah, speaking of dumping out mid-show, we have sponsors, don't we?
Oh, do we? Do we? They're still here.
Wow.
It's shocking that they're still here after this time.
It is. It's not the time. It's the amount of fucked up shit we've said during... all of these ad reads years.
First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Finest mattresses in the land. 30% off if you're a member of the military or first responder, a teacher, or work in the government in this life. So everybody who's running tomorrow who wins will be able to use that 30% off now. You know, congratulations. If you're they call them firsties or newbies in Congress. I like firsties a lot.
What are you talking about?
If like, let's say Alex Scarlatos wins tomorrow. You will be a member of the government. He will be able to use the promo code at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros.
It's true.
He's a government worker. I'm sure Trump has already used it for the White House.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I bet he sleeps in a ghost bed. Lays that big dick up in there. For the rest of you dummies, it's 25% off bundle packages, and you get two free pillows with a mattress. That's back. You missed out on the 30% bundle package from last month because the month is over. It has turned into November. We have fallen back. And you should fall back into a ghost bed at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So take advantage of that now because it's going to be a wild one, dude. Fuck, if we weren't doing that show, I would be in the ghost bed tomorrow night with the remote all the way up.
Full vibrate.
Yes,
too,
dude.
Yeah.
Full vibrate the entire time. And that's what I'm going to do. Who do we got up next, Anthony?
Felix Gray.
Ooh, the glasses are not here.
I know.
Damn it. FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. Block out the blue lights. Man, now more than ever, do you need these goddamn things? I get hit up a lot by people who are like, is that promo code Stellarium? I'm like, yes, it is. with COVID, all you're doing is staring at fucking screens all goddamn day, man.
It's not going to go back to normal either after this.
No, dude. It's only going to get worse. Your eyesight's going to get worse. We're all going to become fucking zombies. The only way to prevent it is felixgrayglasses.com/drinkingbros. It's F-E-L-I-X. Amazing frames. Shit. We usually have them, but they keep getting stolen. We've requested more. I can't buy any more.
No, it's probably good they haven't shown up yet because all these assholes would be trying to steal them right now.
I know a lot of assholes in there inside the kitchen that are raging right now.
Yeah, they're all drinking.
We have a nice 1970s kitchen in there.
I think Bayou Brooke is trying to convince them that LSU doesn't suck, but she's not doing a great job.
No, LSU is terrible this year. They got beat by Auburn.
And Missouri.
Man, and Missouri. It's been an awful year for LSU fans.
It's been an awful 24 hours.
She just told
me
to fuck off off camera.
Well, you should. It's been an awful weekend for Travis Scott.
Yeah. Which we'll get to.
Yeah.
We'll get to Travis Scott after this. But Felix Gray glasses. Look, they got a blue light blocker in them. So when you're staring at the screens all fucking day, you're good to go on that. It'll help save your eyesight. It'll help... Help save your sanity. Look, what I'm really trying to get at is you're watching a lot of porn as well, if you're by yourself.
So it does two things. One, it'll protect your eyes from the blue light on the computer screen. It also protects your eyes from any kind of projectile.
Correct.
Fluids that may be flying around during one of those sessions.
Cum shots.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
Great at stopping cum shots, too. So you can get those glasses and feel safe about your life. Right now, by the way, D'Anthony, they've got a... You got a deal there. It's like an extra $20.
Oh, really?
You need a prescription? Boom. They'll pop it in for you. You're good to go. FelixGrayGlasses.com/drinkingbros. And they get a money-back guarantee. So if you don't like them, they don't work, you can ship them back. Easy as that, dude.
It is easy, yeah.
Simple as that. And then last but not least, we got DukeCannon.com, Dan.
Oh, they got some new deal going
on. They do, dude.
Hold on, let me look.
They do. I believe it's Holiday Bros.
It's Holiday Bros for 10% off your next order.
10% off. Everybody, look, this is a great gift for stocking stuffers and all that shit. That's the best soap there is. This was actually, you guys told us to get a promo code for this, which we did. They were kind enough to do it. We had the guy on the show. He's cool as shit, but they really do make the best soap on the goddamn planet. And they're making a bunch of holiday scents.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Beer flavored ones. I mean, you name it over there.
Beer did stole Christmas.
Yeah, dude. I love that goddamn company. Go to DukeCannon.com. Holiday Bros. Get you 10% off there.
You also get free shipping on orders over $30. So,
correct.
I mean, it's a good deal.
You just get that four pack. There's a four pack for $30 and it lasts forever because the bottles are huge. So, they're not trying to screw you there, you know?
No.
Some of these companies give you things that are too goddamn small and then you get them and you're like, sweet, I got to reorder like, I don't know, 3 days.
No, they're not trying to screw you. They're trying to help you get screwed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not at DukeCannon.com. There was a weird one today. When I wake up, I like to check the Twitter. You know, see what's trending, see what's going on in the world. Two things were...
Do you put on your makeup?
I do.
And say a little prayer?
Oh, yeah. I say a little prayer for you.
Appreciate that.
And then I pop on over to Twitter and see what's going on. Travis Scott was trending. He has deleted his Instagram because people were making fun of his Batman costume for Halloween. I'm sure the execs at McDonald's are super stiked about that.
Yeah. I don't know how many followers. I think he had like 2.5 million followers or some
way
shit.
More than that. Yeah.
Just on there. I don't know. He may have had more. Yeah. But it's unfortunate.
When you sign a deal with McDonald's, they want your social media account on there.
Yeah, for sure.
He doesn't have any new music coming out right now, so.
Well, he does have an album coming out. Let's see. When is it? He's supposed to have something new coming out soon. But anyways, that doesn't matter. I think it's weird. If you're that wealthy, why would you give a fuck what a bunch of fucking dummies on the internet think?
Or just turn off the comments.
Yeah, like it's... You wanted to nerd out and wear a fucking Batman costume. He does look a little like baggy Batman, though.
He does.
I mean, let's be real.
He does. And it's a look. He chose his own colors for the Batman suit, and that's a fun, flirty thing. But McDonald's has got to be pissed off about it. The other one that was trending today when I woke up was Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago. Obviously, one of the best in the biz, Abe Froman, who was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It turned out it had nothing to do with the Abe Froman from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but a Russian oligarch named, his nickname was the Sausage King, was killed in a sauna with a crossbow, which Russia does shit right, man. If you're going to fucking murk your own people like that, doing shit like this is awesome, dude. I mean, I don't even know how you'd have time to set up.
Vladimir Morogov.
Yeah.
Is his name.
That's the Sausage King.
That's interesting.
He was the owner of the meat empire.
That sounds like something some jilted employee or something did, because usually if the Russian government comes after you, it's poison.
Yeah.
And you're also in some foreign country when you get poisoned. They don't leave a lot of... I mean, it's obvious what happened, but you will never be able to prove it. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. And I mean, look, if you're getting killed with a crossbow, that's a lot of work. And one would think, like, as soon as somebody bursts in... And he was killed in a sauna, by the way.
That's not a great place to die.
It's not bad either. You know, at least you're relaxed.
Yeah.
But it would be hard trying to see through the fog to try to kill somebody with a crossbow. But one would think if somebody burst into a sauna with a crossbow, you'd have enough time to be like, all right, I can move out of the way of a crossbow. Because that takes some work. It's not like a gun or a knife or something. Like, you really have to aim those fucking things.
Yeah, I mean, is there any chance, this guy's name is Vladimir.
It is, yes.
Any chance that the guy who killed him was Van Helsing?
Good possibility, and like, police are definitely not looking into
it. Yeah, they're not looking into whether or not this guy was a fucking vampire. Yeah. I wouldn't think.
No.
I've never seen him in public, in the sunlight.
I haven't either. But man, it is definitely an interesting way to go out. Russia, dude, poison, crossbows. They throw people out of buildings.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all that shit. People, we don't do that enough here.
People fall out of buildings.
Yeah, well, obviously.
All the time.
Obviously. And then the rest of the trends are all election day shit. So, like, look, clearly this is on everybody's mind right now.
Everything's on autopilot right now. I imagine that the stock market is, like,
That is a great question. Have you looked at it today?
No, I haven't. But I wonder if...
I will pop it open here.
I wonder if they would... Well, it's 26.9 right now.
Stock market is up 400 points. Yeah.
Bitcoin's down.
Oh, is it? You're a big Bitcoin guy?
2%, yeah. But we're at 13
we're
right now.
We're crypto guys.
We're huge.
So what does that say? So reading into this, because you and I talked about this the other day. We checked the stock market. We're about an hour and 15 minutes from it closing.
Right.
At plus 400... It makes it seem like Trump is going to win.
The stock market likes stability.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So even if there was a shitty president in office and now a better president is coming into office,
mm-hmm.
the stock market still gets negatively affected sometimes by that because of the transition of power and all that stuff. And there's gaps in the market and all this other nonsense that happens that makes... It's a weird thing that we do the election in November when the fiscal... year begins in October for the entire government.
Right.
So everything that's been funded for the next complete year and the first year of somebody's presidency was done by the previous administration. Mm-hmm. That seems really fucking stupid to me, to be honest.
It's odd.
But anyways, like I think it should be offset way more than that. Like the fiscal year should end like 9 months before. So then 2 months later when the guy's coming into office, he sets his own budget. Right. That makes sense to me. But anyways, we're getting in the weeds here.
Not really. I mean, look, I just think it's weird. I think, you know, that leans towards Trump.
It could, yeah, we'll see. It's, we'll see. I think having a resolution plays some role in it too, regardless of what the resolution is.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you can, I guarantee you if Biden wins, the stock market will go down probably somewhere between 500 and 1,500 points. If I had to guess.
I agree.
And it's not necessarily because part of it is Wall Street does not want Biden as president. There's no way.
Yeah.
They never want a Democrat as president. But if just the instability of the transition is going to cause problems, we'll see. I've considered in the past maybe that Wall Street would shut down the market during election day and the day after, like those 2 days.
Right.
But the potential for Trump winning and the market going wild, like just growing back to 28. I think if Trump wins tomorrow night and the results are clear Wednesday, the market's going to go up.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
to 28,
1,000 points,
28, yep. 5, yep. Give or take. So that'll be good for them. It is interesting to watch the markets and how they react to this stuff, because there is absolutely an effect.
Yeah. The rest of it here, just going through the trends of the day, is vote responsibly. So Absolut Vodka has bought out, you can buy out the top line of Twitter here. And it says Absolut wants you to vote responsibly. That's a weird campaign.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go out and get fucked up on vodka, but also vote responsibly. Like,
it's weird.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Election Day is trending, election 2020. Don't get complacent is trending, obviously, because everybody thinks that Biden, the media thinks that Biden is going to win. And they're like, don't get complacent. Go out and vote. I understand all of that, obviously. Go vote. Eminem is on here. Lady Gaga is on here. She'll be performing at Joe Biden's final election campaign event tomorrow night in Pittsburgh, PA. That's a weird one to me.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh is traditionally red, right? Am I right? Yeah. And then Philly. I would imagine she would be in Philly.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake Dan, you're a resident Pennsylvanian.
Yep.
What do you think is going to happen in Pennsylvania tomorrow?
Well, Pennsylvania is going to dictate the election, probably.
What is Pennsylvania?
It's Philly and Pittsburgh, and everything in between is Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We got another we got a Pennsylvania guy there. You're saying Trump back there tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. Ruben Schneider saying
that. That is correct, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got Trump tomorrow night. You think Biden's got Pennsylvania, Fake Dan?
Probably. Yeah. Okay. I think Biden takes Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Again, I still think Biden's going to win, but
which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And tomorrow you'll be hazed mercilessly, obviously, after you lose. The weird thing to me is, in all sincerity, like I would be absolutely shocked. Some people have hit me up this morning with messages saying, "Hey, man, how surprised would you be if Trump loses?" Like entirely, like blindsided to me. Craigers, you want to come on up? Come on up, Craigers. Yeah, come on in. Walk around. Come on in the show, Craig. Nope, all the way around. You can go. You can go through the whole screen. We don't care here. It's Drinking Bros, brother. It's Drinking Bros.
Rules here.
What's up?
I said there are no rules here.
There's no rules here. Come on in, dude. Well, we got a bunch of people in town for the election show. You're off to the side here. Where are you from, Craig?
Originally Iowa. That doesn't exist. Right,
Dan?
It
doesn't exist. All right, so let me ask you this. Iowa. What do friends and family say about Iowa?
My family is mostly Republican, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of fucking liberals in Iowa. Like, a few friends I went to high school with are liberal, and I'm like, why?
But, well, so here's the thing about Iowa. Iowa, they've got it even, according to Rasmussen, if you fucking believe it, right? But the other part of this is, in Iowa, during the primaries, Biden finished fourth. Fourth in the primaries in Iowa, so I don't know that he gets Iowa. Like, I have that red for Trump.
Yeah, I read that as Trump as well.
Now, where do you live currently? You in Maryland?
Yeah, Maryland.
Okay.
Carroll County.
Carroll County.
Which is Trump country.
It is.
Yes.
And did you vote before you came out here?
I did.
You did, yeah.
Yep.
What was the early voting like for you there?
I was in line for 30 minutes. We were talking about the sports show and then my suicide watch for the Dolphins game this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they won. But Dolphins won.
Fuck Tua. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, 30-minute wait and then said a couple jokes like, oh, yeah, I should have seen the line last week. It was way shorter.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, really?
And out.
Yeah. But, yeah, like 30 minutes or so went in, voted, and came out. So.
All right. Brooke, hop on in. Hop on in from North Carolina. We're getting some swing states on here, some real people, some real swing state people on here. Decked out in LSU gear. God, that is unfortunate. Me asking her who's
going
to win.
She took her jacket off just to show off.
Defending national champs.
Yes, they are. And they had the greatest. Look, I said they had the greatest team of all time last year. I meant it.
They're like the fourth best college Tigers.
Ooh, there's a lot of Tigers. A lot of Tiger teams. Clemson's Tigers. She is not happy by that comment whatsoever. Now, Brooke, now you're in North Carolina.
I am.
And you early voted, right?
Yes.
How was it? How were the lines?
Walked straight in.
You did?
I did.
So nobody there and all that other shit.
Mm-mm.
I heard somebody bought a huge billboard in Wilmington saying that Trump had killed 200,000 people for COVID.
Where is that at?
In college.
I don't go to college, like, down that far.
Yeah, yeah. Or
are you talking about, like, on the other end of college?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't go
college
down there.
College in Oleander?
It's too far.
It's too far for you.
Yeah.
I like that. what's the feeling in the neighborhood? Trump?
No.
Really?
Good God, no.
I didn't know
Do
that.
You know where we live?
Yeah. But everybody I've talked to was like, hey, man, I think this is the year I switch.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. So you think Biden, too?
Well, it's funny because all of the Biden supporter or Biden voters mm-hmm. actually say that it's going to be, they think Trump's going to win. I actually think Biden's going to win.
You think Biden's going to win?
I hope not.
But that's who your guess is.
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because North Carolina is a swing state, so.
Yeah.
The people aren't fed up enough.
I mean, but what
enough.
Do I know?
Well, here's the thing. As a normal person, right, living mm-hmm. in North Carolina, with the shutdown and the lockout and everything else, my guess is that people are just so fucking fed up with it that they're like, dude, my kids haven't been going to school.
Right.
My businesses haven't been able to be open. I think mm-hmm. Cooper's out of there. And I think Trump wins North Carolina. But you're saying otherwise.
I mean, I just think the election in general, I think that Biden is going to win.
No shit.
Well, look, it's been a rough year for me with betting stuff, thinking about things. Just automatically assume, and then I won't get my heart broken.
Because what happened with you was during the sports show, I said LSU would have a minimum of 3 losses this year, and you said I was out of my mind. You guys have already lost 3, and you still have half a season left.
Yeah, and we're going to go 3-7.
Oof. As it's defending national champions.
The worst.
That's crazy.
I've never experienced anything like it.
But what about Coach Orgeron's new girlfriend?
Well, I mean, I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
I think he's just finagling with this little young hot blonde.
He took a picture of the two of them in bed together, and
I know you sent it to me.
Yeah, it was nice.
And then there was one in the pool. They're going on vacations, living their best life. Bo Pelini, you can get fucked. There you go. Fuck you. My blood pressure's high right now, y'all.
No, I can tell. Who do you guys play this weekend?
Oh, good God. Oh, we have a bye week, and then we play Bama.
No way.
Fun. Oof. Can't wait.
The spread on that Bama game is going to be 35.
And they will win by that.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Is it at Bama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good year.
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
All right. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers down in LSU.
Oof.
Reed Blanco, you want to pop on in here? Reed Whites. Come on in, my man. Take your time, Reed. Jesus Christ. We have all fucking day. We're live.
It's the slow ramp.
You know? So he's got a Make America Great Again hat on, so clearly he thinks Trump's going to win, right?
Absolutely.
Talking to Mike. what state are you from?
Florida.
Okay, great. Another swing state, Florida. What is the consensus in Florida? Well, we've heard the early numbers that he's got Florida, that Trump's got Florida.
It really feels like he has Florida.
Okay.
You'd never see a Biden sign anywhere.
Right.
Very few.
And you voted already?
Already.
Good.
25 minutes in line. That was it.
That was it. Yeah, it was about my experience as well. I was in and out of there. It's going to be a little rougher on election day, but tomorrow. But
it's only because you got to stand 6 feet apart.
I know. But yeah. So I feel like he's got Florida. It's weird. We've got a bunch of swing states in here today. But your prediction is Trump tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope so. Business is great.
Business is great. What do you do?
Work in a grocery business.
Yeah. Am I allowed to say which one?
Publix.
Publix. I'm a big fan of Publix. Mm-hmm. You handle all their meats.
Yes.
Yeah, the meat man.
It's the goat.
It's the goat, dude.
You're responsible for the Publix sandwiches that all these girls rave about.
Pub
getting
subs.
The chicken.
It's where shopping is a pleasure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. The buffalo chicken pub sub that I had to retrieve for every blonde female from Boca Raton, Florida.
Chicken tender sub. Yeah.
Chicken tendies.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. We all know the sub.
The Publix chicken tendies are the best. You know what I used to do? I used to go get one tendy on the way home before I ate.
Ask for that sample?
I paid for the tendy, dude. I wasn't that asshole. Like, I'd pay for the tendy, and I'd get the honey mustard, and I'd have one tendy on the drive home from work in North Carolina.
This is pre-promo code days.
Yes, dude. How much I love Publix tendies. No better tendy on the planet than Publix. And the pub subs are great. Holy shit. They really take their time and get into it.
How long did that one tendy last you? Did you savor it or did you just like shove that thing
down? Well, it's so big and juicy. That's the thing about those tendies. Man, I could do a whole goddamn book on Publix chicken tendies. It's
like juicy. Whatever those chickens are getting, like whatever juice they're getting, I need it.
Yes, dude. And the crisp is just right. The whole thing, man. My dick hole is watering thinking about it. I'm a big fan of that.
I'm leaking a little bit.
And then the pub subs, dude. That was the thing. Like every girl loves to rage and get a pub sub, dude.
Everybody loves them. They're the line for the subs is the longest line in the store every day.
And they're made with love.
With love.
When you get those things, like I'll go to, because like where we're at, and I love where we live and I love Texas and all that stuff, right? But I'm outside of Austin. I'm in the suburbs, and there's a Subway, and that's kind of what I'm stuck with.
What?
Right? Yeah, it's just one Mexican dude who's like, if you ask for olives, he'll throw three down.
Why are you going to Subway?
I don't have a choice. It's the only sandwich place out there. Yeah.
You need a Jersey Mike's out there.
So we got a Jersey Mike's, but they only deliver through like Uber Eats or whatever, and it takes like 2 hours, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, and now because of COVID, they just drop the sandwiches off on your porch. They don't ring the doorbell. One time, the fucking sandwich was out there for 2 goddamn hours. I think you should drive around with us. I want a pub sub. Yeah. Shoot them out of t-shirt cannons. That's all I want. That's all I want. Congratulations. Dude, we're huge Publix fans.
Thank you.
Big fan. Are they going to buy Harris Teeter?
No.
All right.
We would have done that a long time ago, I think.
Okay. All right. Reed Blanco is going to be partying with us tomorrow night. His wife is here. Where's Richard Danoff? Richard Danoff, come on in. You're an Ohio guy, another swing state. Another swing state for Ohio here.
It's like we planned this.
Yeah. All right, Richard, who you got?
Trump all day.
And you voted beforehand.
I voted beforehand, and I did not vote through the mail.
You did not. You voted in person.
Correct, but I got 2 mail-in ballots.
Really?
Yes.
So any dead relatives or just you?
No, both to me with a third mail-in that was completely blank.
No way.
Correct.
So what do you think about mail-in fraud tomorrow?
I think it's huge.
It's huge, right?
Yeah.
You used to work in USPS.
Yes, correct.
For a stretch. How is that? What's really going to happen with all this shit tomorrow night?
It's such a cluster.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in Columbus, it's so horrible. So
how the fuck are they going to count all of those in time? And do you think they will actually?
I don't.
Yeah.
I think we had 1.8 million people vote in 2016 in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were already at like 2.2 when I left for Ooh, early voting.
Man. I will say this though. The suburbs is all Trump out there.
Correct. So I deliver beer now. And I drive, you know, to Pennsylvania, to Michigan, to Indiana, to Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And I'd say 80-20.
How is Michigan?
It's when you get into the city,
uh-huh,
it's a little bit more Biden. But when you're out on
in
the
Detroit, you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, into okay. Detroit, all the way up, maybe like we go all the way up to Bay City. So up in, you know, in the corner of the thumb.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's mostly Trump, I would say.
Yeah. Ah, hey, man, we'll see. I've called all of those states for Trump.
Oh yeah.
So either I'm spectacularly wrong or I'm a genius again. And don't think fake Dan. I will not fucking rub it in every last goddamn second I possibly can.
-170 now, Biden.
Biden is -170. So yeah. What is Trump?
+130.
Okay, so I bet him at +145. So it is going down for Trump.
A dirty D pick would have to be Biden though. Like you got to see that. You got to call.
No,
that.
I would usually go with the dog. So I would go with. Trump here.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah.
But
Dirty Dan, I've been in Pennsylvania and I've seen Democrats for Trump signs everywhere.
Yeah. We'll see. I got Pennsylvania for Trump. We'll
like
see.
I said, Pennsylvania. That's what's going to dictate Pennsylvania probably.
Pennsylvania.
So.
I like how every state that has a shitty element to it, they add Tucky on underneath of it, like Kentucky.
Yeah.
Ohio does the same thing with Cincinnati.
Oh, and Grove, Cincinnati.
And, yeah, dude. And it's like, why does Kentucky get shit on?
Well,
I've been there a couple times.
Cincinnati is Kentucky. The airport's in Kentucky.
Correct.
So
correct. But I like what's so shitty about Kentucky? I mean, yeah, there's incest and shit. Like whatever, man. A lot of people who didn't go full term. A lot of eyes that are super close together. It was one on The Bachelor. This one guy, his eyes were so close together, it was like a bowling ball. I was like, bro, we got to space those out, man. But there was double digit eyes on that.
Ohio's where they like have all the Juggalo conventions, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ohio gets weird, man.
We have the huge backwood festivals.
Yeah. And Chappelle's got that set up.
He does.
In Yellow Springs right now that he's rocking, which is cool.
Can you do back-to-back weekends, Juggalo and Chappelle? Because, like, I want to
I don't think
do
they
that.
Cross.
And then
those,
you can
cross.
Gangbang it with, there's Amish, because there's still some an Amish
territory.
There's
some great furniture on
my
this.
Mother's actually in the Amish country right now. She sent me their donuts. They're huge.
Yeah, I spent
full
a lot of time
of cream,
on
Georgia. You love them.
Yeah. There it is. Full of cream. Wait, loves your mom or loves the cream donuts?
All of it.
I love when mom's cream.
Yeah, I friended somebody's mom last night at dinner. Who was that?
It was Ruben Schneider.
Yeah.
Twyla.
Yeah. Rubes, pop on in here.
Why is your mom on Facebook?
I don't know, but she was friends with like two people I knew, and I was like, I'll friend your mom.
Isn't every mom on Facebook?
What's that? Yeah. No, my mom's not on Facebook.
I feel like every mom's on Facebook.
My mom's not.
And Facebook's meant for moms.
I love her for that. There's no reason.
She shares minion memes.
Yeah.
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 Place Farmville.
Let's shout out your mom because I friended her last night on Facebook. She
Hello,
friended back.
Mother.
That's a deep voice.
Yes.
I like that.
I like yours.
Well, a lot of people do. Let's shout out your mom because I friended her on Facebook.
I saw that. You did it in front of me. Yes. It was kind of odd
did
and
weird.
Did
she accept it? I'm going to look. Did she accept my friendship?
I don't know.
What's her name? Say her name for the audience.
Twyla.
Twyla, what's your last name?
Snyder.
So if you're out there and you're a drinking bro,
friend, Ross, you son
Twyla
of a bitch.
Snyder. And is she single or are your parents still together?
They're not.
Oh, they're not together. No. So she's single.
DMs are yes. open.
Okay, great. Yeah. Slide into those DMs. And then the first person to have sex with Ruben Schneider's mom will get a butter soft tea from drinkingbros.com. We'll send you that in any size, and I think that'll be a fun thing, Ruben.
Outstanding, Ross.
You seem a little pissed off by that.
slightly irritated. It is comical, but wrong in all the wrong ways.
They're literally handing me phones with her Facebook to add her now.
Yes.
I will respectfully decline.
Twyla's a party name, too. That's a party name for a mom. You know, was she a hippie?
I don't believe so.
Where is she from?
Pennsylvania.
So she's from Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
She Amish?
No.
Okay. Who's she voting for?
I don't know. I don't really talk to her
Why
much.
Don't you talk to Twyla? Tell you what, is it possible to get her on the phone? Can
oh,
you call Twyla?
Oh, dear Lord, no.
Can you pop open
Should
Twyla?
We, no.
Discover
no.
Put her on the show.
I don't know if we have that technology.
No.
We don't have. We can get Twyla on the show. Why not?
Let's not and say we did, Ross.
Sure. We'll go with the second.
What's was it a bad childhood or something?
It wasn't the best, Ross.
Ooh. Okay. Well, then I'll reprimand Twyla. Get her on the phone.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
I don't know. We're starting to get a spike right now when you mentioned to get her on the phone. So.
Twyla. Oh, Twyla. God. Twyla.
As the great Mr. Holloway would say, get fucked, America.
There it is. There it is. What state are you in?
I live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, so you do live in Pennsylvania.
I do.
Yeah. So, shit, yet another swing state. We've been hammering it today. I feel like everybody's from swing states. You voted, right?
I did, early.
Trump?
Yes.
Yeah. And you think we got Pennsylvania?
I believe. I mean, it's weird because there's a lot of old Democrats that are still alive in the cities, outside of the cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see a lot of Trump, you know, signs in fields and everything, so...
You seem nervous about it.
I mean, you got to be a little bit. I mean, I'm pulling for the big guy.
Obviously.
Not Joe Biden.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell sometimes. In the cities, at least. I mean, I'm not traveling the back roads and counting signs, but you never know.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Look, you're always first on the message boards on YouTube. By the way, hammer the like button if you're there. You want to give away the Drinking Bro of the Week? Somebody who's inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Not Twyla.
Yeah. I would go with her father, my grandfather.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's his story?
He was, you know, he was a steel worker, you know, quit school early so he could raise money for his family, and then good old World War II happened and ruined his youth. So
shit, man.
Yeah, he was a Merrill's Marauder, good man, and I looked up to him. It was pretty cool, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No. He passed away whenever I was like 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shit, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
We're happy you made it out for the election, though. And for real,
I'm glad to be here, Ross.
You're the first in the boards every single day. What do you do for work that allows you to be first in the message boards?
Well, I am a stunt coordinator for the adult film industry.
Really?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Stunt
cocks? I mean, do you think that stunt cocks and stunt buttholes just appear, you know?
No, I mean, you got to get stretched and pulled out.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I'm joking. I'm retired Army.
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
I was like, have you seen my
I prepared
my
that.
I
wanted
ready?
To see the look on your face whenever I said that. Like, oh, that's different.
I never get got, but like, dude, I started to think about it, and I was like, all right, stunt butthole.
Yeah.
What kind of stunt do you have to perform as a butthole?
I mean,
butthole
those zoom
life?
In, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you can get wet.
Yeah.
You can get wet. You might need a rain slicker on those. Hey, we appreciate being here. D'Anthony, hop on in here. Let's get some final thoughts on the election prediction, because this is it. The next time you'll see us will be tomorrow night live at 7 p.m. Eastern from Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Ice House. And we're going to have a lot of special guests in there. Jared Taylor's going to be in there.
Right.
I think Alex Jones is going to pop on by.
Yep.
Ray Cash Care. Is Jason Rao in town?
Jason will be there. Yeah, Danny, unfortunately, is recording with Asking and can't make it.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I understand that, though. Those guys have a new album. They're trying to prep, so.
Yep.
It makes sense. And then Ray Cash Care?
Yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there.
You can actually see us, I guess, tomorrow on, what's the name of that show? The War Room on InfoWars. It'll be on band.video.
Yes.
We're going over to Alex's place tomorrow to record with him and one of his other hosts, do a little pre-election stuff. And then Alex is going to come back over to our spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun night. Weird night.
Weird.
Regardless
weird
of the result of the election, the night will get weird.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If you're into that.
I feel nervous about it. Not for the Trump sits, just to see if I'll be able to be alive.
Right. Yeah.
For being on the air that long. We'll see how that all shakes out.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, look. If you die, you die, man. It's not that big a deal. As long as you've got good health insurance or good life insurance and Jesse and the kids are kind of taken care of, I don't think
they are.
Your death's impact will be minimal.
I agree. And I'll read another Drinking Bro of the Week here who was submitted. Again, go to drinkingbros.com. And get some butter soft teas, and that's where all your submissions for Drinking Bro of the Week go. This is Will Laney from Colorado, who's been a member of Drinking Bros for 3 months. He's nominating Matt F. He says, I nominate Matt for Drinking Bro of the Week because he was always there for me when we were growing up. He taught me all the things my dad never did about tools, cars, and life. And I always looked up to him like my older brother. We were together all the times we fell and broke our arms or faces and our longboards, and we didn't have a good time, man. I love you, Matt. He passed away in a car accident on Halloween after I told him how I was going to nominate him for this award. And I won't go back on that now, and neither will we. He's our Drinking Bro of the Week here. So cheers. Cheers, and thanks for this submission. Again, subscribe to YouTube. Get the notifications. We will be going live at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central tomorrow night. From downtown Austin. Don't know what's going to happen. I know shit's going to get crazy. And make sure you go and vote before you come down and see the live show. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.